Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with this Thursday morning update of the overnight trade in Chicago and how things have begun. There with the open outcry, let's first check on the cash side of the marketplace. The national average basis for corn now unchanged at 31 cents under the May contract. The DTN National Corn Index down 2 cents, paying $4.51 per cash corn around the nation. The national average basis for soybean unchanged at 45 cents under the May futures. And the index says it's down 3 cents at $13.76. The hard red winter wheat basis down 2 at 25 cents under the May, and it's paying at $6.85. That's a penny lower than it was yesterday. Now let's take a look at what's been happening in the agricultural markets and the weather. First, the marketplace. The numbers look like this in Chicago at this hour. The nearby hard red winter wheat at 703 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. The March soft red at 635, down 2 and a quarter. March corn is down, rather up 5 and a quarter. It's trading 480 and a half. December there at 486, up 2 and 3 quarters. March beans at 1435, or up 15. And the November contract at 1186 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. Bean meal up 4.30, bean oil up 70, live cattle down 65 cents in the lead. The March feeders down 77.5 cents, and lean hogs at this hour trading $1.07.5 higher at $111.80. In a moment, we'll hear the agriculture weather forecast from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Northeasterly breezes across the Midwest this morning are keeping temperatures a little bit on the cool side, at least to the east of the Mississippi River. But we are expecting the winds to switch around to a more southerly direction, helping to pump warmer air into the region as we go through the afternoon today. The temperatures this morning were running in the single digits across portions of Michigan. In fact, there were some negative temperatures across northern portions of Michigan this morning, as well as the central and northern portions of Wisconsin. But most of the lower Midwest reported temperatures in the teens, and the east to northeasterly winds were helping to keep the relative humidity low across the area. But just to the west of the Mississippi River, the winds were out of the south this morning, and cloud cover had increased, and there's a little bit of precipitation spitting at parts of the region. Temperatures out there, though, are warmer, running the teens and 20s. It looks like we're setting the stage for a warmer day across a big part of the Midwest today, and we'll likely expect to see that contrast from yesterday afternoon's temperatures that were running mostly teens and 20s across the northern Midwest, with some 40s and a couple of 50-degree readings in the far southernmost parts of the region. Well, as we go through the next 24 hours, we are going to see a warm-up take place across a relatively large portion of the Midwest, and the afternoon temperatures today will likely be in the 20s and 30s across northern portions of the region, while 30 and 40 degree readings will occur in the south. Don't think we'll see too many temperatures at near 50 degrees yet today, but we'll see that a little bit later in the forecast period. Tomorrow we'll likely see somewhat warmer weather in the lower parts of the region, and 50 degree readings will be possible from Kansas into southern Ohio and parts of Kentucky. In contrast, temperatures to the northwest will be quite a bit colder as a cold air mass drops into the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon in those areas may be held to the teens and 20s, while they'll be in the 30s across Wisconsin and Michigan. And it looks like as the colder air will overspread most of the Midwest as we move into the day Saturday and Sunday morning. In the afternoon, temperatures Saturday will be mostly 20s across the north and 30s and some 40s in the south. And then on Sunday, we'll start to warm things up again. In fact, a part of the central U.S. plains may see temperatures in the 60s and perhaps even some lower 70s. That include some of the hard red winter wheat country. Now, some of that warmth will probably not make it all the way into the Midwest, but we'll see temperatures in the 50s and 60s across southernmost areas early next week. Our low temperatures at night are still going to drop back a little bit, probably most significantly on Saturday morning. We'll likely see Saturday morning lows below zero again in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, and single digits and teens across other areas across the northern parts of the Midwest. It looks as though the lower portions of the region will see temperatures a little bit more seasonable, with the readings tomorrow morning running mostly in the 20s and lows on Saturday morning 20s and 30s. We'll turn around and cool things off a bit Sunday. Monday morning, lower Midwest with low temperatures back into the 20s once again. The precipitation prospects across the region will continue as it has been. A frequent succession of very weak disturbances will be marching across the Midwest as we go forward over this next full week. The disturbances are not likely to have much impact on the region, and mostly we'll see a drying bias across parts of the area. But the precipitation will occur often enough in northern areas where the temperatures will be lowest that we won't see much in the way of drying. In fact, we won't even see much snow melt in some of those northern areas. Our first little disturbance that will bring a little precipitation across the region will be near the Canada border here today. We'll likely see some snow and a little wintry mix there in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota. As we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we'll see a little band of precipitation dropping from northwest to southeast across the heart of the Midwest, but just a trace upwards to maybe 1,500 of an inch of moisture will occur most often with that event. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for his daily update of the agricultural weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook Day was a huge success. We want to thank everyone who attended, and we want to thank our participating businesses for their support. Pioneer Seed, Risk Management Commodities, Standard Grain, Stuart Peterson, and Farm Credit, Illinois.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView is now on the phone line to take a look at the opening market reports from the open outcry pits in Chicago and what happened in the overnight trade. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, it's kind of an interesting week in Chicago, following up all the things that have been happening on the global front in particular. Finally, they're feeling a little better about the Ukrainian situation as it relates to the ability of grain to come out of that nation. So I'm wondering what it means to the price of commodities and whether this little rally will turn into a little move lower.
Well, Todd, I think the big thing this week outside this Ukraine situation has been the inflow of fund money both into the corn bean markets, and that's really fueled upside. The uncertainty of the geopolitical situation in Ukraine was a negative Monday, but we sure didn't stay down there too much. On the bean side, on the old crop beans, though, we're still a dime shy of the spike high that we put in the end of last week. Except in the new crop beans, we've made new highs here, and I think that's kind of an encouraging sign, although bull spreading is what moves markets typically.
Yeah, so we do have beans that are moving up, what, 15 to 17 cents at this time in Chicago. And as you mentioned, November contract moving to a new high for the recent time frame. Are you of a mind, like many of the analysts we talked to during the week this week and at the All Day Ag Outlook, that producers should be taking advantage of new crop pricing?
I think so. New crop beans in particular in this anywhere above $11.75 on the November futures I think is attractive. We've got the insurance price well under that. And even though your insurance is only going to protect 80 or 85% whatever you buy, we still have that insurance guarantee is only $11.36 I believe on the November futures. So we're 50 cents above that.
Yeah, I take it, as I look at the charts, the 1186.5 is right at the 50-day moving average. That might be interesting to watch and see whether it can maintain that throughout the day and close above it.
Yeah, it will be. And we have had some of these shorter-term moving averages crossed by the longer-term ones, and I think that has fueled the interest in fund buying. The fund buying, however, has really centered in the old crop beans rather than new.
The funds are purchasing, they're doing this in old crops, so they will have to liquidate fairly quickly.
Yeah, they will have to liquidate quickly. I think they've moved them out into the May positions, and now we've got March at a small discount to the May.
Anything else on the livestock for the day?
Oh, man, what a wild ride this has been. Big, huge trading ranges. The hogs up again this morning, after being sharply lower yesterday in the April and then coming back into the close. It's one of these markets you need a seatbelt for.
Mm, you put the seatbelt on and do you just stand aside and watch?
I think so. I know there's been some margin call liquidation in this market over the last couple of days, both on the cattle and hog side, and it's been pretty painful.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden, of course, is with AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. She joins us here on the opening market report. It does come to you from WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. You can find us online at will.illinois.edu. Coming up on the top of the hour, it is exactly 9 o'clock Central Time. Let's take a look at some of the outside markets at this hour. Crude oil futures trading at $101.55 a barrel. They're up 8 cents. Gasoline at $2.94.4. That's 4 tenths of a cent higher. Ethanol at $2.30 even, up 6 tenths of a cent. The spread between the two is about 64.3 cents. Natural gas trading at $4.58, 5.9 higher. And diesel fuel for the day up a penny, or rather down a penny, at $2.98.1. Gold finished up yesterday at $1,340.30 an ounce. The quick look at the numbers from the CME Group show us at this hour, March corn at $4.80.75, 5.5 higher. December at $4.86.75, up 3.5 cents. Beans up 15 at $14.35 in the March. July at $14.10.5, up 15.25. In November, $11.85.5, up 5.75. The soft red March at $6.35, down 2.25 cents. Live cattle at $143.42.5, down 25. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.